Hello.
Hello, my name is Rudy. I'm calling you on behalf of Metro Research. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in your area, ma'am. How many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten to 12th grade in the current school year?
Four.
Four? All right.
Yeah.
So, which of the following best describes the school your children attend this current school year? One of the district public schools in Boston, a charter school, a public school, but outside Boston, a private school, or homeschool?
No, public school, Boston public school.
Okay. Give me 1 second. And what is your age, ma'am?
30.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And 1 second. How would you describe your race, ma'am? Are you Caucasian, African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, Native American or Alaskan Native, Middle Eastern, Arab American, or another race?
Probably Hispanic.
Hispanic? Okay. And thinking specifically of the children who are enrolled in Boston Public Schools, what grades are your children in this current school year, ma'am? First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, all through 12?
Sixth grade.
Sixth grade. Okay. Perfect.
And kindergarten. Oh, and the middle one. Oh,
all right. You're kind of breaking up. So I got six, kindergarten, and what other?
Fifth grade.
Fifth grade. All right, perfect. Thank you so much for that. And as a reminder, the Boston Public School System, also referred to as the BPS system, is the district overseeing a system of 125 serving the city of, 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston public school system? Very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm satisfied.
Okay. Would you say very or somewhat?
Oh, very satisfied.
Okay, perfect. And students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your sixth grade children's school was graded in the same way. Overall, how would you grade your sixth grade child's school? A, B, C, D, or F?
No, I will say A.
A, okay. And how about Boston public schools as a whole? Overall, how would you grade Boston public schools? A, B, C, D, or F?
A.
A, okay. And thinking now about Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, how would you grade the school, the job she's doing with the Boston public schools? A, B, C, D, or F?
A.
A, okay. And as you may know, the Boston public school system says it is committed to transforming the lives of all children through exemplary teaching in a world class system of innovative welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston public school system living up to this commitment? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Very well.
Very well, okay. And as you may know, the Boston public school system says that they partner with the community, families, and students. In your view, how would you say the Boston public schools system is partnering with you? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Very well.
Okay. And if you had to say those whose interests do you think the Boston public school system is most focusing on serving? Pick one. Pick up to your top two, okay? Would you say parents, teachers, students, the superintendents, politicians, the local community?
So, can you repeat the question again?
Yeah. Whose interest do you think the public school system is most focused on serving?
I think, say, the students and the parents and the teachers.
Okay, so that would be the students, the parents,
mm-hmm.
you said the system, like the BPS system leaders, right? The superintendents?
No, I said teachers.
Oh, teachers. Okay, thank you so much for that. Mm-hmm. And give me 1 second. And you mentioned you had a child in sixth grade. For this next section, we're going to ask specifically about your sixth grade child, okay?
Okay.
And how engaged do you want to be with your sixth grade child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
Very engaged.
Okay. And how engaged do you feel the Boston Public School System enables you to be with your sixth grade child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
Very engaged.
Okay. And as a partner of a student in the Boston Public School System, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? Okay, there's the options like strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree, okay? So here are the options. The Boston Public School Systems make me feel welcome. Would you say strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I will say strongly agree.
Okay. And the communications I receive from the Boston Public School Systems are easy to understand. Would you say you strongly agree, somewhat agree, or somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I'm going to say strongly agree.
Strongly agree, okay. And my feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston Public School System. Would you strongly agree? Somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I'm going to say strongly agree.
Strongly agree. All right. And the Boston Public School System makes it easy for me to share my concerns. Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I'm going to say strongly agree.
All right. And how concerned are you about your sixth grade child's emotional well-being while they are at school? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, and not at all concerned?
I'm not at all concerned.
Not at all concerned? All right. So give me 1 second. And how concerned are you about your sixth grade child's physical safety while they are at school? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, and not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Okay. And how much have you heard or read about potential plans to close and merge some schools with the Boston Public School Systems? A great deal, a fair amount, not very much, or not at all?
Not very much.
Not very much, okay. And as you may know, there are fewer students enrolled in Boston Public Schools than in the past, leaving many schools with considerable empty space. Many BPCs school also need extensive renovations to bring them up to modern standards. The current plan, sometimes called the Green New Deal for BPS, would close some schools, merge and modernize some schools, and renovate others. How much have you heard about or read about the Green New Deal for BPS? A great deal, a fair amount, not too much, or not at all?
Not too much.
Not too much, okay. And as you may know, the Green New Deal for BPS would include several elements, okay? Would you say you support or oppose each of the following proposed elements of the Green New Deal for BPS? Renovating some schools, would you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I'm going to say strongly agree.
Okay,
because
strongly.
Because most of the buildings, they're old, and, you know, it's better, it will benefit the students, yeah.
Okay, so strongly support, perfect. And merging some schools, would you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Merging schools, like opening new schools?
No, like merging, like, you know, when you, let's say two schools, they're in separate locations, but they're going to become the same schools.
Maybe.
It's merging schools, like merging, like they combine them.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I'm going to say maybe a little disagree because depending
okay.
on the ages.
Okay, so somewhat opposed, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and modernizing some schools. Would you strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
I'm going to say strongly support.
Okay. And closing some schools, would you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Well, that would be depend on the situation. So I'm going to say strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose, okay. And how would you rate the condition of your sixth grade child's school? Great condition, good condition, okay condition, poor condition, or terrible condition?
I think it's great.
Great condition, all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to the best of your knowledge, would your sixth grade child's school be affected by the plans to close, merge, modernize, or renovate schools? Would that be a yes or no?
Can you repeat again?
Yeah. Whoa. To the best of your knowledge, would your sixth grade child's school be affected by the plans to close, merge, modernize, or renovate schools?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything, so I'm assuming no.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put a no on that. And how familiar are you with the history of school integration and busing in Boston during the 1970s? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Not too familiar. And as you may know, a 1974 court order required Boston schools to integrate across racial lines, including busing students to schools in other places around the city. Did you or anyone in your immediate family, including you, your parents, or grandparents, experience this period in Boston? Would you say you, your parents, your grandparents, or...
I'm going to say probably my parents.
Your parents, okay. And do any of your children attend a BPS school outside of your immediate neighborhood?
No, we're in the neighborhood. No, well, yeah, the BPS is in Charleston, and we live in Boston. So, yeah.
So, yes, all right. And have you observed any ongoing efforts with the Boston public school system to address the impacts of racism and segregation? Is that a yes or no?
No.
No? Okay. And thinking about ways the Boston public schools could work against the long-term impacts of racism and segregation, do you think they should do more, do less, or are they doing the right amount? Would you say do more or do less or doing the right amount?
I'm going to say... I think the right amount, because I haven't heard anything of that, so that will bring me any concern or anything.
Doing the right amount. Okay, perfect. And let me ask you, do you feel that your sixth grade child's school fosters an environment where students of all races feel included and respected? Would you say
yes.
It does? Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. And how has the number of teachers from diverse racial or ethnic backgrounds within your sixth grade child school changed over the past few years? There are more now, there are fewer now, or there has been no change?
There has been change. The same.
Okay, there has been no change. Okay. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only, okay? Does your sixth grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes
IEP.
Called an IEP?
Yeah, she has an IEP.
Okay. And does your sixth grade child receive service for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No.
No? Okay. And what languages are spoken regularly at home?
I think most of the time they are more exposed to English, and I'm going to say 90% English, 10% Spanish.
Okay. There's no other language? That's it? Just English and Spanish?
Yep. That's
okay. And have you lived in Boston your whole life, or did you move from somewhere else?
No, I was born here, and we've been here the whole life. Yeah.
Okay. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Would you say 11th grade or less, high school graduate, some college, but less than 2 years of college, some college, 2 years or more, an AA degree? Or would you say college graduate, bachelor's degree, or postgraduate courses, master's degree, MBA or law degree, or PhD or MD?
I'm going to say I'm a student and I'm going for my PhD. So I'm
going to
say maybe this is my third year,
okay. So
of college.
Postgraduate courses, or would you, some college, I'm going to go ahead and put some college 2 years or more, okay?
Yeah, because
right.
I still don't have my BA. Yeah.
All right. And last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below 2,500, 25 to less than 35,000. Sorry, $25,000. And it's 35 to less than 50,000, 50 to less than 75,000, 75 to less than 100,000, 100 to less than 150,000, 150,000 or more.
75,000 to 100, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, ma'am, that pretty much concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. It was very useful. You have a wonderful night, okay?
Thank you. And what is this research about?
This is Metro Research, for the public schools system in your area for your kids. This is very important. These are surveys that we run yearly, okay? Every year.
Yeah, I remember. I always do this service. But I think I'm happy with I know I have experience before with other public schools, but this one that they have that I transfer them, I think this one is a wonderful school. And, they listen to the parents and everything. So, yeah.
Perfect. So remember, we take a very good look at all your answers, and pretty much it sounds like you're very satisfied, so we're going to go ahead and just sum that up, okay?
Yeah, I know. The last school that you guys called me, I wasn't satisfied, and I expressed my concerns, but now I'm very satisfied. So yeah, you do what you have to do. So yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, ma'am, and you have a wonderful night.
Okay. Same to you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Okay. Bye.